He's been called the picture poet of Chicago, photographer Barry Butler. Good morning, Barry.
And a good morning it is, Bob. We finally got the sun after 5 days of some heavy heavy clouds and grayness. Got old there for a while.
Yeah. In the WGN radio calendar, there are some lovely pictures, thanks to you. And you use the sun and also some clouds as well. In fact, one of my favorite pictures in the calendar, it looks like I'm trying to figure out if it's a sunrise or a sunset with a lot of clouds and kind of a bright orange in the background of some of Chicago's iconic buildings. And is your system just sort of cruising around at different times of the day and night, looking at different aspects of the city, Barry?
You know, some people think I never sleep, so that's very possible. But no, you know, Bob, I spend a lot of time planning these shots. So I get to a spot and have a pretty good idea what it's going to look like, and just pray that I was right, and away I go.
What's the most common mistake we amateur photographers make these days?
That buying a really good camera is going to get you good pictures.
Yeah, it's about your eye, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all about composition. The equipment these days is so good that, and even in the beginner cameras, the focus, the exposure and everything, it's real good. So the only reason why you need an expensive camera is if you're going to be making, you know, big prints like I do for, you know, 40 by 60 prints, but for the most part, for most people, you can just get a basic camera and, you know, put your stuff up on social media and you'll be very happy.
Did you go kicking and screaming into the digital age? Are you one of those guys?
Yeah, it took me a while. I started off on film, but the upside for me is because I did it with film, I know how to get it right in the camera instead of sitting in front of a computer trying to manipulate the photo. So mm-hmm. You know, I take my shots and then boom, they're up, and then I'm on to the next thing because there's nothing worse than sitting in front of a computer.
I took a couple of years of photography in college, and when I'm taking pictures of my wife, I always scan the four corners of the frame because that's what we were taught. And then
yes.
You know, Marianne yells at me saying, "Hey, don't look at the back. Ron, it's about look at the center. Focus here." But you're supposed to sort of check the background and everything else around your main subject, aren't you?
Yeah, I call it border patrol.
Good. That's a good one.
Because all those things you don't realize but are actually distractions. And so you want everything to, you know, you want your eyes to go to your subject. So if you have things that are bright, a branch sticking out in the side, it actually detracts from the photo.
Looking at the WGN radio calendar, a couple other pictures here that really caught my eye. You've got one of the great Wrigley Building, but what you did is you put your camera down really low, so in the foreground is a very beautiful, colorful flower bed that's in the median of Michigan
yes.
Avenue, and so the buildings are actually smaller and in the background, and that is great composition.
Yeah, well, thanks. That's actually, I take that shot every year. I never get tired of the tulips on Michigan Avenue. It's always a beautiful thing to see. And, you know, that was one of those years where the colors were just so vibrant and there were so many of them. So, yeah, that's one of my favorites.
Do you juice up the colors with your computer afterwards? No?
No. Like I said, I don't want to spend time. So my goal is to get it right in the camera from the beginning. So, you know, I use the old time filters, which is you actually put something in front of the lens. So, you know, typically a polarizer filter is on in front of my lens, and that's about it, and away I go.
What a great backdrop you have, the wonderful architecture of our fantastic city. There's a shot that you have looking, let's see, what direction are you looking here? It looks like you're looking east, and it's on a bridge, and so you see the Chicago River below and forward, and then on one side the Merchandise Mart and Wacker Drive buildings on the other side, and way in the distance you see Marina City and other buildings, and then some blue sky. And that's one of the things that's great here. Unlike New York with the canyons, we have sky here in the middle of downtown. I guess it's thanks to the Chicago River, isn't it, Barry?
Yeah, and you're talking about the March shots. So that's St. Patrick's Day, and so the river's green.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when you look at the calendar, it is reflective of the year. So I don't know how some people find it a hard time to believe that winter is beautiful, but you'll see some of the winter shots in this one, and it'll make you actually appreciate winter in Chicago.
Barry Butler, congratulations, by the way. You're getting the 2020 Visual Art Award from the Irish American Heritage Center, and I'm sure that means a lot to you, doesn't it?
It's huge. For someone who came from Ireland, and my dad used to sing at the Irish American Heritage Center, it's a huge award for me. Thanks for mentioning that.
And you can get the WGN Radio calendar. You go to WGNcalendar.com, and it's only $20, thanks to our friends, the local Chevy dealers, and ChevyDriveChicago.com. Well, we know that you photograph scenes all over the world, and we're glad that you are right here in Chicago, making our city look even better than it usually does. Thanks, Barry Butler.
Thanks, Bob.